Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in homes all around the world. More and more toddlers are learning one of life's most important skills, and I want to celebrate this with you today. We're talking about learning to ask for help. Now I know what some of you might be thinking. You might be wondering, is my child too dependent? Should they be doing more on their own? And I want to start by saying something really important. When your toddler asks for help, that's not dependence, that's actually independence growing. Isn't that wonderful? Let me explain what the magic book taught me about this. You see, between ages 2 and 3, something magical is happening in your child's brain. They're developing the language skills to communicate their needs instead of just crying or getting frustrated. The American Speech Language Hearing Association tells us that children at this age are learning to form 2- and 3-word sentences, and they're beginning to answer questions like, "What do you do when you're sleepy?" These are the building blocks of help-seeking behavior. And here's something that might surprise you. When your toddler learns to ask for help, they're actually demonstrating 3 incredible skills all at once. First, they're showing problem-solving ability because they've recognized that something is challenging. Second, they're using communication skills to express that need. And third, they're showing trust in you as their safe person. How beautiful is that? Research from Raising Children Network Australia shows us something really powerful. At this age, toddlers might cry less than they used to when they can't do something or feel frustrated. And you know why? Because they can use their words to explain the problem and ask for help. This is a major milestone in emotional regulation and communication development. Now let's talk about what this looks like in real life. Your little one might say, "Help, please," when they're trying to put on their shoes. They might tug on your hand and say, "Stuck," when they can't reach a toy. They might look at you with those big eyes and say, "Mama, do it," or "Dada, help." And every single one of these moments, they're victories. They're your child learning to advocate for themselves. The North Carolina Foundations for Early Learning and Development identifies asking for help as a core developmental goal for young children. They recognize that help-seeking isn't just about communication. It's about building independence, problem-solving capacity, and healthy relationships with caregivers. When children learn that asking for help is safe and effective, they're learning a life skill that will serve them forever. So how can you support this beautiful development? Let me share some gentle strategies that the magic book and I have discovered. First, respond warmly when your child asks for help. Even if you're busy, even if it's the 10th time today, take a moment to acknowledge their request. You might say, "I hear you asking for help. That's so smart." This validates their communication and encourages them to keep using their words. Second, sometimes offer help before they ask. This might seem counterintuitive, but it actually teaches them what help looks like. You might say, "I notice you're working hard on that puzzle. Would you like some help?" This models the language of help-seeking and shows them it's okay to need assistance. Third, celebrate their attempts. When your child tries something challenging and then asks for help, acknowledge both parts. "You tried so hard to zip your jacket. I love that you asked me for help when you needed it." You're learning and growing. Fourth, gradually encourage independence while honoring their need for support. You might say, "Let's do this together. You hold this part and I'll hold this part." This teaches them that help doesn't mean someone else does everything, it means working together. And here's something really important. Sometimes your child will ask for help with things they can actually do themselves. And that's okay. They might be tired, overwhelmed, or just needing connection with you. The magic book taught me that these moments aren't about the task at all, they're about the relationship. When you help them tie their shoe even though they know how, you're filling their emotional cup. You're saying, "I'm here for you always." Now I want to tell you about a story that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Kangaroo Who Learned to Hop, and it's perfect for children ages 2 to 3. In this gentle tale, young Kangaroo is learning something new and challenging, learning to hop. And you know what he does? He asks his wise friend Wallaby for help. What I love about this story is that it shows help-seeking as a strength, not a weakness. Young Kangaroo doesn't feel bad about needing guidance. Wallaby doesn't make him feel silly for asking. Instead, they work together with patience and encouragement, and young Kangaroo learns that asking for help is how we all learn and grow. After you read this story with your child, you can remind them, just like young Kangaroo asked Wallaby for help, You can always ask me when something feels hard. Asking for help is how we learn new things. This creates a beautiful connection between the story and their real life. You can find The Kangaroo Who Learned to Hop in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories that support your child's social and emotional development. Each story is crafted with love to teach important life skills through gentle, magical adventures. Before we close, I want to address something that might be on your heart. Some parents worry that if they help too much, their child won't become independent. But here's the truth the magic book whispers. Independence doesn't come from doing everything alone. Independence comes from knowing you have support when you need it and having the confidence to ask for that support. Think about it this way. As adults, we ask for help all the time. We ask colleagues for assistance at work. We ask friends for advice. We ask professionals for expertise. We're not less independent because we seek help. We're actually more capable because we know when and how to ask for it. You're teaching your child this wisdom right now, at age 2 and 3. Research shows us that children whose parents respond supportively to help-seeking requests develop better problem-solving abilities and emotional regulation. They learn that challenges are normal, that asking for help is smart, and that they're never alone in their struggles. What a gift you're giving your child. So tonight, when your little one tugs on your sleeve and says, "Help, please," I want you to pause for just a moment. Take a breath and recognize that you're witnessing something truly special. You're watching your child's communication skills blossom. You're seeing their trust in you shine through. You're experiencing a beautiful moment of connection and growth. The Magic Book and I are so proud of you, wonderful parent. You're doing such important work, and you're doing it beautifully. Your child is learning that the world is a safe place where help is available, where their voice matters, where they're never alone. And that foundation of trust and communication, it will serve them for their entire life. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.